It may not be its official currency, but the United Kingdom is affected by the euro because so many other countries in the European Union rely on it. 2011, not a good year for the euro or for Europe financially. Huge debt problems for several countries caused shockwaves across the continent. Is 2012 going to be any better? Matthew Chance has our preview.
If fireworks were a measure of a country's prospects, 2012 might be Britain's year. The spectacular New Year's display over the River Thames was meant to set the tone, to usher in the year that London hosts the Olympics and Queen Elizabeth celebrates her Diamond Jubilee. But even the Prime Minister acknowledges 2012 won't be all parties and sparkles.
Of course, I know there'll be many people watching this who are worried about what else the year might bring. There are fears about jobs and paying the bills. The search for work has become difficult, particularly for young people. And rising prices have hit household budgets. I get that.
Plagued by financial crisis, spiralling debt, and the threat of renewed recession, many Europeans aren't sorry to see the back of 2011. Celebrations in Paris were euphoric. But President Nicolas Sarkozy's New Year message was less than optimistic. Trailing in opinion polls ahead of an election battle this year, he did his best to encourage his compatriots.
Ce qui se passe dans le monde,
with what is happening in the world, 2012 will be a year of risks and dangers, but also possibilities, full of hope if we know how to meet the challenges, full of dangers if we stand still.
Well, the global financial crisis is just that, global. People all over the world are hoping for better economic times in 2012. In Japan, where Shintoism and Buddhism are the dominant religions, many people are turning to their faith in an effort to help their own finances and their country's economy. Kyung-la has the details on this.
At the Kanda Myojin Shrine in the heart of Tokyo's business district, the Japanese believe the gods will grace New Year's pilgrims with prosperity. Perhaps that's why thousands are here in these tough economic times to offer a heavenly token and to pray. And pray hard.
There are so many people waiting to get in that the line is spilling out into the street. You have to step through a gate to get to the main shrine area. And it's only then that you see exactly how many people are here. About 70,000 people will visit the shrine today. This first week of the new year, about 500,000 people, all praying for an economically prosperous 2012.
In line, I meet Guillaume Sakuma, who isn't here for his personal finances, but his country's.
It was not a nice year last year because of the earthquake and then followed by a European crisis and then so on. So hopefully we'll have a better year this year.
An optimistic note struck on the year's opening day of the Tokyo Stock Exchange, surging on positive global news out of Germany and China. Japan's prime minister was more downbeat. Facing a host of economic challenges in 2012 after the disasters of 2011, Noda quoted Winston Churchill.
Never, 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 never give up.
The tide will turn around, he says, as long as we don't give up.
Are you thinking more about the global economy or about the Japanese economy?
I'm worried about both, says Akiko Matsubara, because Europe affects Japan. She adds that this year will continue to be rough.
It's complicated, I know. It's not going to be answered by just our prayers.
But thousands of prayers can't hurt. And while it seems that so much of the global economy is out of our control, maybe, just maybe, a higher power is listening. Kyung-won, CNN, Tokyo.